Peah, Perek, Gimel, Mishnah, Aleph. Malbenois hatvua shebein hazesim. Staggered, layered out grain, patches of grain, actually, that's between olive trees. Now, it's really any trees. We just say olive trees because olive trees, we know that are chayiv and peah. And it's going to teach a chiddush that even according to Beis Hillel, even if these items are separated by things that are chayiv and peah, still they combine. We'll see soon. So we're dealing here also with a field that's, it's very important to know this, so we're dealing with a field that's 50 amos by 50 amos, which comes out to 2,500 square amos. If you're thinking in our terms, just think 75 feet by 75 feet. It's not such a large area, but it's not teeny. So the grain is placed staggered around the trees, as hopefully the pictures will show below. And the way the Rav and the Rambam explains is the question is why did the person set it up this way? Why did he have staggered grain like this? Is it only because the trees were like a nuisance to him that really he wanted to have one large field, which is the way Beis Hillel holds? Or are the trees really separating and he really wants each patch to be like its own mini field? So the Mishnah starts, or continues, I'm sorry. Beishamai Oimrim, Peh Mikol Echad V'Echad. Beishamai says that even in this scenario, there's a hefsik, the trees are a hefsik, and each little patch is like its own little mini field, and he has to give pay on each little area. Beis Hillel Oimrim, Me Echad Al Hakol. Beis Hillel says you give pay on the whole thing, because according to Beis Hillel, even in this situation, even though it was set up this way, really he has in mind the trees are a nuisance to him, and the only reason he set it up this way was because the trees are in the way. But really, he just wants one real big field, and therefore he gives pay on the whole thing. Now, if you notice, according to Beis Hillel, if he would give pay on the whole thing, we said in previous Mishnah Aleph, I believe, that when you have fallow land, it's mafsik between fields. So even if you're going to consider this as one big happy field, Lamaisa, don't you have little shallow areas that are between the trees that are going to be mafsik between the grain? So why is that not a hefsik? And we have to be talking about a case where there's enough fallow area that it's 3 tlamim, which we said, which is 2 amos, because if not, then what's the chiddush? According to Beis Hillel, there's no chiddush. Of course, it's one pay on the whole thing. So Reb Akiva Eiger says the reason that this is not mafsik is because in this situation, he brings, I don't know who the Rashi Teva is, Lamed Ches Mem, it's not the Lechem Mishnah. Anyway, so the reason that it's not mafsik over here, as opposed to a case, for example, if a river is in between, because here, Lamaisa, I think what he means is that here he could plant, it's just the annoyance of the trees that are in between, whether the branches could come up. So he purposely does not connect the grains to each other just because of the trees. But because he could plant, it sounds like that's the reason. Masha Enkin in those other places, there it's because in the cases where you had the rocks or the rivers or whatever that was separating, there was no physically possible way that he should be able to plant. Or in the case where there was a fallow strip that was separating, he purposely obviously left it fallow to make a separation. Masha Enkin here, he didn't want to make the separation, and it was possible. So it's a different scenario. Mishnah continues, Umodim she'im hayu rashi shuros ma'uravin shu noisin peah me'echad alakol. We're dealing in Beis Shammai. The Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel, like we just explained actually, if the grain part connects to each other between the trees, then obviously one would give peah on the whole thing, because now there's nothing being mafsik. And similarly, even Beis Hillel, in the opposite case, the Rav brings down, that if you had a field, let's say 50 by 50 amos, the same size field we were discussing, but instead of having 10 trees in that field, which made it tight, it wasn't so tight, meaning let's say there was 7 trees or something like that. And still, so in this case, he could have created it differently, but yet he decided to still stagger it this way. So even Beis Hillel b'modeh that his kavana now, instead of saying, oh, the trees are just in the way, his kavana was to have it as each one as a separate field, and he'd have to give peah for each and every one. Now, the Mishnah goes out of the way to tell us that Beis Shammai would agree, but even from going out of the way, which is not something so common, because we know we hold like Beis Hillel, but it teaches us something about Beis Hillel, that Luchara, the same thing, this is the Tiferes Yisrael explains, that even according to Beis Hillel, who agreed that if you have a very expansive area where there's not a lot of trees, and there's a bigger area, and Beis Hillel said, when the fact that you stagger it, remember we said Beis Hillel says that when you stagger it, you would still give peah for each and every one, because it shows now you can't just have the excuse that the trees are annoying and that's why you staggered it. But even Beis Hillel would also agree, just like Beis Shammai agreed, that if the staggering areas are connected, meaning they're totally connected with bushels and whatever, and there's no fallow land in between them, that you would give one peah on everything.